Damn, I didn't even get my coffee. Crap. Oh, well. Well, we made it through another week, ladies and gentlemen. We definitely made it through the 4th of July. I hope everybody still has all their fingers and toes. If you're lighting fireworks with your toes, I mean, that's cool, too. That would be fucking legit. I'd like to say that. I'd like to think, you know, I'm pretty sure there's people out there lighting fireworks with their toes. So it's like that. Have you guys seen the Back It Up, Terry? So it's like roses are red, fireworks are loud. Back It Up, Terry, put it in reverse or some shit. Oh, my God, man. That shit was so funny. Back up, Terry. Oh, good Lord, Terry. What's up, Davon? My man, everything's going well here, my man. Big man Basson. You guys don't forget what's up, Big Tricky Nick. You guys don't forget, we definitely post the audio clip to these shows now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Golly, who else? Breakers. Boy, there's a lot of them. They go everywhere. But anyway. Did everybody have a good 4th of July? I mean, I was kind of winging it there for the 4th of July. I think everybody had a good one. Y'all are here. What's up, Lawrence? I know I had a good one because guess what I did? Absolutely nothing. I walked my dogs and I ate a salad. Merica. So anyway, I had a blast doing that. Come to find out, of course, I have to check my blood pressure every so often. So that's always cool. So there's more America stuff. And I think that's it. I think that's all. Why is my Wi-Fi thing popping up? That's weird. I'm not even on Wi-Fi. I'm straight plugged in. You went fishing. Of course you went fishing, big man. This is bullshit, bro. Lawrence said he had a 3-pound pork steak and mac and cheese. You like eating your fucking macaroni and cheese in the trees, huh? Me too. So let's talk shit. Let's talk soup. What do you say? Like alphabet soup. Let's just talk it. So for those who don't really follow me on TikTok or anything, I posted a question on on TikTok, on the other social platforms, one of many that I'm in. So I posted a question, and it was talking about child support. So there was a lot of good answers. So the question really was, how far do you think child support should get paid? Should it stop at 18? Should it stay as long as the child is in the primary's house? Even though, I mean, there's always going to be a primary. It doesn't matter. Courts don't give a shit. So it's kind of like, is if they stay in the primary's house until they're maybe 25, 26 years old, are you still paying child support? Because they're going to school. So that was one of the questions. That was basically the question. Or do you think you should stop at 18 plus when they're working and everything else? So a lot of people were saying, you know, nope, stops at 18. Everybody was on track with that, with it being 18 years old. And I think a lot of people were talking about it. And it was 18 years old. Because in my mind, my eyes, my eyeballs, it says a child is up until the age of 17. Because once you're 18, you are no longer a child, right? You're an adult. Now, would I still take care of my kids? Absolutely. But as far as paying child support, I think it should stop at 18. And I think that's what a lot of people agreed on. And a lot of people were saying 23. I was like, wait a minute. So I'm going to read some of the comments that I got off of it, so that way you guys can make the assessment as well. So let's see, is this it? No, there it is. I got a question. So one person said, Smilly81, is that her name? Yeah, I had to bust out the bifocals on that. It says, no, you should not, because they are 18 and should be able to take care of themselves. But if the kid needs help in some way, then be there, right? Absolutely. 100% be there for your kids, period. And then same comment for her. She said, don't let them think that you are a bank that they can get money out of every day. And I've got two adult kids, love them, because one kid is not able to, I guess, have a job. Another person said, actually, if they go to college, I think it's until 23. That is how it was years ago. They're still your children. Pay them directly. Okay. So I can see that, but you're no longer a child, though. So therefore, it's not child support, right? It's you're adult. You're making adult money. It might not be the 60 grand that you think you're going to get when you graduate high school, but you know, whatever, it's still adult money. So I think it's 18, but she said 23. One person said, text Manda. She actually said at age 18, it should stop, especially if they're working. Because I mean, if they're taking care of themselves, then it should. Right. I mean, that's, and then my friend here, Rumpkin Pumpkin, said the child is no longer a child at the age of 18. In the eyes of the court, from the age of 18, the child support stops. Everything of being a child stops. Period. Right. And that's what I went with. I just went with that's the same thing. Because again, the term child support is just that, supporting a child, not an adult. But again, it's your kid. If he needs $100 or she needs $100 for whatever, and you have it, you can afford to help them out, then you help them out. But as far as anything else, no. 18. Sue says, I don't think you need to pay for things like clothing, toiletries, snacks, etc. However, if that 18-year-old is going to college, then maybe help out. Absolutely. Help out. Help your kid out. And then my comment to her, I said, well, I see what you're saying. However, the term child support is just that, child until 18. So if the child is there until 25, then what? Right? Because a lot of people were saying that you should pay the child support as long as the child is living underneath the roof of the primary caretaker, right? So, but let's play a little what if game. So let's say, what if you were paying the child support and the mother is telling her child to not get a job? Let's say the child wants a job, right? He's paying child support. They're saying that they're going to school, whatever, whatnot. But the mom is like, listen, you little shit, you are not going to go get a job. Well, then the kid doesn't get a job, because then it costs more money for that kid to go get a job than the child support is paying, right? Child support would be paying more money towards the mother and everything else. So there's very sticky situations. I totally get it, but I'm still with the 18 years old. Now, of course, there's special programs if they're not mentally, but physically disabled, maybe mentally disabled, and they can't have a job. I don't think you need to pay child support until the child is like, you know, 87, but there's programs. I'm sure there's programs out there. I didn't investigate all of that. Wendy says, now you should still support in whatever way you can, but it should not be mandated, especially if you're unable financially. Absolutely. Because what if you're like, like damn near in poverty, you know, and you've been in poverty the whole time. And so then it goes to a whole nother question. Well, if you're, let's say you're paying $400, $500 a month. We'll do $500. You're paying $500 a month for a child or two. Okay. That might not seem like a lot to a lot of people, but $500, bro, do that in the course of like 15 years. It's a lot of money. So let's say you've got $500, right? And you're paying this monthly, this, that, and the other. The court system says, hey, look, if you're behind, if she's the caretaker, right? She's the primary. And that mom is spending $60 on school supplies. You've shelled out $500 for the month, but she shelled out $120 on school supplies, and you're supposed to pay half. Okay. So there's $60. That doesn't include your child support. You have to pay now an additional $60. If you don't pay that additional $60, you're penalized and you might not get your tax return. So you might be looking forward to that tax return, but you're not going to get it because you're behind 60 fucking bucks. Does that make sense? So you're penalized over like $3,000 for a $60 that doesn't include your child support. And Lawrence is asking how many parents are not using that $500 on the kids though. Exactly. So when I go through, I went through a divorce, and it's, let me go back here. Let's see. Big Man Bassin says, I think that they live in the home of the parent should be able to get them on their taxes. Absolutely. So I have two kids, ex-wife claims one. I claim the other on taxes. Done deal. So, but let's go back to Lawrence's question. So let's say the child is going to college, right? You've been paying child support now for 10 years. Okay. $500 a month for 10 years. Now, let's say that child is going to college, but now they want more child support because, right? He's still under the roof, or she's under the same roof. So instead of putting some of that money aside for college, they've spent it on another car or whatever miscellaneous things, because then everybody can say, well, I needed a new car to take our kid to the store or to school or to baseball. And then that again turns into a whole nother debacle, because if the child is in an extracurricular activity and you don't have the money to pay for it, but they do, you might not see your child because since you did not put the money up, your half, even though you pay your child support. See how it's such a crappy situation. This microphone's about to fall off the table. I gotta fix this real quick, y'all. Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord, it's about to fall off. Bam. I got it. I think I got it. Did I get it? Yep. So Wendy says, but at the age of 18 and in college, it's a choice to stay living with the parent and go to school, but not work and et cetera. But they are an adult, not a child. Exactly. Chris says, I would buy a PS5 and let my child watch me play it. Elbow cough. I get it. But I mean, that's just, you know, that's just the reality of things. So it's like you do have these parents that you co-parent, and I throw those air quotes up like very loosely, because there's some parents that you can't really co-parent. You can to a point, but then you just can't co-parent with them. Like you're not invited to other family functions because the other family feels that, nah, you did this, or you guys are divorced. It's our family now. So you can't. You can't celebrate the birthdays together. You can't celebrate 4th of July. You can't do certain things. So that's why I throw those air quotes up very friggin' loosely. So, but the child support, man, is a big sticky situation. And I think, I really do think it needs to be reevaluated, which leads to a whole nother animal. So let's say the primary gets a raise. You lose money. But let's say the primary gets a raise, right, in her job or his job. So now they're making an extra $1,000 a month. You're still paying your $500 a month child support. Now, if they based it off of the income plus how you perceive or how you work the scheduling, your visitation. So once you get that, then it's you kind of what do? You'd have to go back through the court system, right? Now, if the father is living in poverty or the mother is living in poverty, paying the $500 a month, how is she going to pay? How are they going to pay for a lawyer to take them back to court to reduce the child support? You see how that's it really sucks for any side of the parent. It really, really sucks because there's really no happiness, or there's no medium. It's either this way or not. Period. There's no gray. It's only gray if, I don't know, I almost want to say like as it benefits the parent that doesn't deserve it, but whatever. So some of the other ones, got another one. And then this person even said, I think the parent should at least put money into an account to save for the emergencies or school, etc. And I believe in that tool. I believe in that as well. So maybe a certain percentage needs to go to a little slush fund. That way, if the child says, hey, I do want to go to college, there's at least some sort of money, right? There's something there for the child if he or she does not get a scholarship. I always say he because I'm referring to like my two kids, my two boys. So I'm just used to saying he. So another person says no more child support when the child turns 18. In my state, it ends when the child is 18. And then somebody commented on that one and says no need for child support after 18, but it also depends if the child is a healthy, capable adult. They can also move in with the parent not paying with the child support, which is 100% accurate. You know what I mean? That is 100% accurate. Wendy says, I think there needs to be a program to help, sort of like DHS or mediation on all lawyers and courts and what? Yeah. Everything is broken. It definitely is broken. But the thing is that if you go through the court system to pay your child support, I think that's probably the best solution. Then with that being said, if DHS gets their hands on it, on your situation, then I believe they get a percentage. I don't know exactly how that works, but I do believe DHS has to get paid somewhere. And I think whoever's paying the child support, I think it comes from that person. They take a percentage of that. I'm not 100 on that, but I want to say it does happen. But I mean, my thing is this, if you're trying to be the good person, right? Let's say you're trying to just kick my dog. Let's say you're trying to be the good person and you're just like, you know what? Here's cash. Ladies and gentlemen, get a fucking receipt for that. Get a receipt. I don't care if it's just a piece of fucking paper, a text message, something that says you gave that person money. Because if you do it for 2 or 3 months, okay, I learned this the hard way. If you do it for 2 or 3 months, and the first couple of months, you're giving them the cash just because that's it, right? Well, they can turn around and tell the court system that you did not give them money if there's no proof. So guess what? Now you owe back child support plus. So now you're doubly fucked. So congratulations. You guys get a receipt. You wouldn't sell a car without a fucking bill of sale. Get a receipt. Okay? That's all I'm saying. If you do any sort of cash transaction, get a receipt. Wendy says there needs to be something that doesn't cost more money that the people can afford. Exactly. So they base it off of the child support was based off of, I'll use my case that I was bringing in 60% of the household income. She was bringing in 40 because they went by 3 years of the, income, right? I know you guys like that. They went by 3 years of the total income. So when that happens, but what if I lost my job the following year, which I did, and I wasn't making near as much? I still had to pay it. I was paying almost $1,000 a month. Look, a girl says child support needs to go on a card and it should be audited. That money is for supporting the child. Absolutely. No more after 18, right? 18 is when it stops. That's what the majority on my question on the other social platform, the majority of the question, it went 18 because you're no longer a child. And Chris says, I agree with all the money that should go into a bank account set up for a said child. When the child goes to college, 18 or 19, they get the money. Exactly. Some people say that the schools that you should still pay it because the child is still full time in school regardless. So what if the child graduates when he's 19? I mean, he's not a kid. He is still going to high school, but he's not a kid. 18, period. Correct. Wendy, absolutely. And like food stamps, you can only buy certain things with the card. And see, and believe it or not, when you go through a divorce, I don't know how many people have actually went through a divorce on this chat right now, but when you go through a divorce, you have to spend an additional 50 bucks, 60 bucks. It might have went up by now. You have to go take a fucking course on how to co-parent about when you give the money to the spouse for child support, it doesn't matter what it's for. As long as on your record, it shows that it's for child support. But then you've got the parents that will abuse that and they'll go get the nails done or whatever. But then they're the ones screaming and hooting and hollering saying, well, he needs to pay more because our son or daughter is going to college. I can't afford it. Well, you probably would have if you'd have put some of that money aside for the child, right? So I think we're all basically on the same wavelength as far as this is concerned. Yeah, it's really, really, it's a very touchy subject. That's why I wanted to talk it. I wanted to talk about it because, I mean, I know I've got six views right now, six people watching the show, you know, and that's cool. But I mean, that's what it is. And the majority of us are all on the same wavelength. Now, I know my mother did not get child support. I know that for a fact. Why? I'm not sure. But see, then again, they also, depending on the other parent, if they say, here, check this out, especially here in Oklahoma. If they say said parent did not pay for this week's child support, they call DHS, you get your license suspended. I don't know in other states, but they'll call and you can get your license suspended and you can't get it reinstated until the child support's paid. So that just tells you right there that the system is broken like 100% broken, because then what do you do with a, then you go and you go driving around, you get pulled over, you have a suspended driver's license. Guess what? You get arrested. So now you've got more shit tacked onto your bill. So it really doesn't matter if it's male or female. It's going to go both ways. But the courts majority lean towards the female side. They just do. It just happens. And I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why the father has to fight tooth and nail over and over and over for it to for people to see it his way or whatever, whatnot. Let's see another comment. One person said, my daughter and I never counted on his money. She grew up knowing who to rely on and yourself, but always me. 18 is good. This is life. True. Another person said, if they're in school still and not working or working less, then yeah, help your kid. Help your kid out if you can. If they aren't, tell them to get off their ass. 100%, right? 100%. Get off your ass. This lady right here, my man has been paying his child support faithfully. His daughter is now 18 and his ex, for the first time in all those years now, has a full-time job. So now that could be a completely different situation. You know, there could be alimony added to that, but we're not talking about alimony. We're talking about child support. That could have alimony mixed into it. Maybe the new husband, you know, didn't specify that there is alimony and just called it child support. So, I mean, because let's face it, nobody really communicates. A lot of spouses, they just don't talk. They live together. They sleep in the same bed, but they just don't communicate. There's no communication at all. You know, I see it all the time. And you guys can try to argue with me all you want, but I see it all the time. You're going to be joking with yourselves. You guys, nobody just communicates anymore. They just, I don't know, they forget. So that's the topic. That was what I really wanted to talk about. And it was, I'm glad to say, like, again, I'm glad to see that we're all on the same wavelength. 18 years old. That's it. Period. Bar none. Now, if you've never been through a divorce, you go sit and you and your lawyer are over here. Your ex is over here in a whole nother room. Your lawyer goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, trying to get the best deal. It's kind of like a car salesman, and he has to go to the sales tower to go make sure that you're financed properly, right? This is how much I'm going to pay. So my lawyer was a piece of shit. I told him he was a piece of shit, and yeah, I kept telling him I was reading through what was going to be the decree, and I'm reading it and it basically was saying that I was not going to see my kids half the time and that I was going to be paying $1,200 a month. And I said, you better go back in there and fix that shit. So he'd go back in, he'd come back out. This is the best I could do. And I look and I'm like, dude, you didn't do shit. You just changed the word from me to I. Go back in there and fix it. Or do you need me to? Do I need to? So he went back in there. He must have went in there for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 different times. And then that's what finally got it fixed. But at reading it now, it's garbage. It was a garbage decree from the very beginning. And it made me turn out to be like some sort of like evil person. And I was like, you guys are fucking crazy. Whatever. You know, you're not going to win that battle. And, you know, and that goes to a whole nother thing that people just don't give a shit about the men. The dogs, kids are the only ones that people actually give a shit about. They don't give a fuck about the man. Big man Bassin, you're good, my man. It's all good. He says, sorry, I've been quiet. I'm driving to Applebee's. Hey man, I'd rather you be safe than not make it to Applebee's. So it's definitely a topic that people need to really, like, they really need to research that shit, because then you get DHS involved and you have the court system. And if you're not familiar with any of it, you are going to get fucked. And if you get cash and you hand over your ex cash, get a fucking receipt. I can't stress that enough. Get a receipt. And if the ex has a new person in their life, man or female, right? Male or female. If they have a new person in your life, get to know that person too, because ultimately that person is getting, guys just threw me off with that comment. What are we getting me? Threw me completely off. So ultimately they're watching your kids. So get to know that person. And if you're trying to comment and get that, what am I trying to say here? So if you're trying to get that person and you don't like him or her, kind of keep that to yourself. Don't bring it up in front of the kids. Talk to your spouse about it. But it, let's say the other person, you're texting your ex and it's really not. Listen, you need to nip that shit right in the bud and tell them, listen, I didn't have kids with you. I had kids with her. Put her on the phone. So same situation. It goes both ways. Miss Wendy, this is just one of many subjects that needs to be discussed. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The more it's talked about, the more people know. 100%. You have to understand it. And again, get a receipt if you use cash, or just go get a fucking money order. You're going to penny pinch, you know, when you go through a divorce, you're going to penny pinch. It's a tough thing. It will mentally break you down. I was mentally broken for about 3 years. It was brutal. You're good, big man. He says, sorry. You're good, man. I just read it right in mid sentence and it threw me off. Wendy says, shoot, always get a receipt. 100%. You have to get a receipt. I can't stress that enough. I really can't. But of course, we're going to have more topics. You know, this is the Gorilla Lounge. We can talk about, speaking of another fucking topic, let's talk about COVID for a second. So I donate blood. I have not been vaccinated. Maybe I have. Maybe I haven't. It doesn't matter. You don't know. You don't know if I've been or not. So anyway, just leave it at that. Now, I donate blood. So if you need my blood, are you going to worry about it if it's vaccinated or not? Probably not. You're probably just going to say, give me that fucking blood because I'm dying over here. So if an unvaccinated, now here's another question. If an unvaccinated person donates blood to somebody that's vaccinated, does that mean that that person that's been vaccinated needs to get revaccinated because now they've got tainted blood? These are just questions. Don't hate on me. These are just questions. Now watch. You're going to see mainstream media probably be like, oh my God. Oh my God. There's tainted blood over here. Right? I don't know how they classify blood. I don't go to the blood banks and see it like pallets of blood in baggies, like little Ziploc bags just stacked by O positive, O negative, A positive, A negative. I don't see that. All I hear every year is that there's a shortage. So I take 30 minutes out of my life and donate my blood. Doesn't hurt. Just does it. Plus, you get to learn a little bit about yourself. You get to learn if you have high blood pressure. You get to learn if you've got high cholesterol. Because guess what? Now you get a chance to start fixing that shit. So that's a whole nother fucking thing. See what I mean? I think I have ADD or ADHD. Exactly. I think it is. I think it's pallets of blood. There might not be like, you know, industrial sized pallets of blood. Like you can't just go to the store and you could buy a pallet of paper towels. You know what I mean? Like how tall it is. I don't think you have like pallets of blood that high. I think you have a certain level, maybe, I don't know, knee level. BT Haunt says, I only donate blood when they're giving it away. Donuts or ice cream. Hey man, listen, I've got no comment to that. I really don't. I don't. He's laughing at me backstage. I can see his giggles. And I did not say anything about this chick that just started screaming about she cannot find anything about the gorilla. She's crazy. She starts with the letter A. A. So, Lawrence had the Rona. I have not had it. I think I have, but I'm not 100% sure because it was before they had the name for it. You know, it was coronavirus, then it's COVID-19, and then now it's back to the Corona. Chris says he donates blood to the floor at work every day. I know. I get it, bro. I get it. I was a mechanic at one point in my life, and I sought after different things because I got tired of bullshit. Lawrence says, can't wait for the COVID-19 financial compensation commercials. Bam. Have you guys heard about the Zantac now? Lord, listen. Listen, anybody who's eating Zantac now can actually have a class action lawsuit. Oh God, is that heartburn? Zantac? Look, BT Haunts, I see you back there. Is that heartburn medicine? Zantac? Just nod. Yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah. See, so now there's like a class action lawsuit. I don't know. Maybe your fucking ear lobes grow elongated. Maybe you have elephantitis of one earlobe and not the other. I don't know. Maybe you have one eyelash. That's probably what it is. You probably have one eyelash that goes way out here. And then the other one's like this way. We won't know. We don't know the side effects, but you know what? I think I'd rather deal with heartburn. Go drink a fucking thing of milk and a Pepcid, and you're good. I don't eat that shit. I eat a Tums, the chalky ones. The chalky ones are good. Yeah, you probably can get paid, Wendy, from the Zantac, because I think there is a class action lawsuit. Just look it up. I think, fuck it. Big Man Vazin says, we got cool hoodies and all. Yeah, man. Let's see. Class. Uh-oh. Action. Need a studio. There it is. Okay. So here, I'll let you guys see this. Hold on. I'll be right back. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Give me. Here. Right there. Zantac. Class action lawsuit. Look at this shit. Yeah. Over $4 billion in verdicts and settlements. Oh, Lord. Zantac. There you go. Now we have class action lawsuit. So I guarantee you go right back to Lawrence. Definitely. I can see it now in like 10 years. If you've been vaccinated with the, what's the ones? Johnson & Johnson, Moderna and shoes, you know, if you've been vaccinated with either of the three, you might have a lawsuit. BT Haunt says, I see funding for my movies coming soon. Chris says he's identify as vaccinated. Listen, there, and you know what? you're 100% accurate on that too. You're fine. That's cool. Yeah, you're cool. I'm just kind of like, whatever. I just do my thing, you know? Somebody tried preaching it to me, and I was like, listen, they call the flu shot a flu vaccine. The proper term for the flu shot is a flu vaccine.
Oh, hello.
But I do want to do this tonight. So this is actually like a little surprise. So I received a little something in the mail today.
Move, Zeus.
I did receive something in the mail today. How cool is that? So let's open it up together, because this person knows what's in this box. This person does not necessarily know what's in this box, has an idea. Morgan and Morgan for the people. Yup. So now let's, what do y'all say? You want me to open up this box on the show? Because I'm really curious. I really want to see what's in this box. What do you guys have a guess on? I want to see some of the guessing. Let's do a little guessing game. What up? BT Haunts production, is that the box? This is not the Dibbit box. They better not. Hold on. Let me double check this fucking address. No, it's not a fucking Dibbit box. Because this bitch would go straight in the dumpster. You know what? It would probably go to, let's see, Building 7. That's where I would drop it off at, Building 7. They could do better. So do we want to open it? Wendy, BT Haunts, I see you guys backstage. Do we want to open it? Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Okay. Well, give me the catch. Have y'all seen that fucking movie? Have y'all seen that movie? plop fizz fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. The Fifth Element. The guy's like, give me the cash. He's like, hey, man, you got to press that red button. And he's like, oh, BT Haunts went straight to Brad Pitt. What's in the box? No, man. Okay. I'm opening it with a little screwdriver. Screwdrivers work just as well as a knife. And any man will tell you that. Any man. Even my friend Brian will tell you that. Is he watching? Maybe he's watching. Let's see what's in this box. Can y'all hear it opening? I'm stabbing this. There's a lot of fucking tape on here. Good Lord. Opens the box, and it's not the box we want. Nope. Clinton says open it. I mean, he's like yelling. Look at that. That's all caps right there. That is all caps. He is screaming at me to open it. Hurry up, man. Listen. Oh, my gosh. He on X Games mode. I guess I'm too tough to cry. All right. You guys ready? You guys ready? Check this out. Fuck yeah. Got a fuck ton of bubble wrap. You guys. Oh, so satisfying. Oh, so satisfying. I'm keeping that. Oh. Oh my goodness. So, I'll be damned. Check this out, ladies and gentlemen. We got us some business cards, me and my manager on the show. We got business cards. Oh, shit. Check out the stickers. We got tune in next week and find out what's in the box. Look at that. Podcast stickers. That's legit. That is legit. I'll be damned. We got Koozies, Gorilla Lounge Podcast, red, blue, and black. Booyah. That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. Then on top of that, I don't know if y'all can see that, but check that out. How cool is that? And that's etched in there, ladies and gentlemen. That is etched in there. The Gorilla Lounge Podcast. What? There's another one in here. How cool is that? Y'all see that? Gorilla Lounge Podcast glasses. I'm digging that. Hell yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we have stickers. We have koozies. We got business cards. I'm going to pass all this shit out too. Check that out. Stickers. I'm digging that. I'm digging that. Gorilla Lounge Podcast stickers. So, you guys, I'm pretty pumped. I hope y'all are as pumped as I am, for real. I like that. That's a good sticker. Like, holy shit, that's a good sticker. Like, it's not like paper in a way. It's like a rubber material. Oh yeah. So, what do y'all think? Where should it go? Right here? Should it go right there? That's like the only spot, really. There's nothing else. I think I'm gonna put it right there. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, baby. Right there. Right there. BT Haunt says it's better than a severed head. I'm gonna have to agree. I really am. Because that really would have fucked me up mentally right now if I'd opened up that box and it was a severed head. I'd be like, what is this crap? Why do I have a severed head in this box that's wrapped in bubble wrap? I mean, is it really gonna go, like, is it really gonna get damaged? It's already damaged. It's a fucking head. But this is actually pretty cool stuff. I like this. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to peel this sticker real quick. So I'm going to put it on my... There it goes. Oh, it peels so nicely. So you guys get to see it get laid on the sacred Yeti. Oh, there it goes. Look at that. So now the Yeti has a Gorilla Lounge Podcast sticker on it. So now I need to go get this cleaned up and get it cleared. And I don't know. Shit, I don't know if I want to get rid of it. I really like that. Because don't forget, it's also got that one down there at the bottom. This is probably one of my all-time favorite stickers. So if you ever see this get turned up while I'm drinking, just know it's a bird. I like that. I do like that. That's good stuff. Glasses. So what do you guys think? You guys think that Let's get the let's get the consensus on this. You think we should sell glasses or like coffee cups? Maybe find some gorilla coffee mugs. That would be cool. Vanilla gorilla coffee mugs. Anyway. So that's cool. I really like I really like this business card. So now when I pass it over to somebody, they're going to be like, damn, y'all are like fucking pros at this. Well, we're trying to be. We're trying to be on a very professional level. So you know what I mean? You know what I mean, jelly beans. So anyway, what do y'all want to talk about? We already talked about my shit. What time is it? Oh, 51 minutes. Shit. Let's find a motivational quote and call it a night. I didn't talk about Bill Cosby. Oh, the St. Albans. Yes. So, shit. Thank you so much. So, everybody, just so you know, St. Albans is probably one of the scariest things. You know what? I'm just going to bring up Jason real quick. Jason, explain this to us. I'll give it a minute. That'll be cool. I got Jason backstage. We're doing a special show Saturday night, but I'm going to let Jason talk about it for a few seconds. And BB Wolf, what up, big man? I'm going to let Jason chit-chat about it real quick. Give me 1 second. Jason, are you ready? No, hold on. Give me thumbs up when you're ready. I think he's ready. Okay. And here we go. What's up, big man?
What's happening, man?
Tell us about this St. Albans that's happening Saturday.
All right, so St. Albans is in Radford, Virginia. Definitely one of the most haunted locations on the East Coast. By far the most haunted location in Virginia. And we've been there. My group, Wayward Soul Searches, has been there once before. We got some really good evidence there. Some good EVPs, a couple of good pictures. Really eerie place to go. Big place. It's going to take a long time to set up. We'll have cameras set up everywhere. I think altogether we'll have 20 static cameras set up. Bunch of stuff, you know, our regular cameras, all that good stuff. But so we wanted you to come with us on this investigation, and we know that traveling is a little bit rough right now for everybody's their schedule and all. So we'll be doing the live EVP session with you on your show. Absolutely.
Saturday night.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be awesome. I think you'll enjoy it. And I guess I can't promise that, you know, won't get to like possessed or anything, but I don't think you will. I think you'll be fine. But the good thing is you're going to be viewing us. So if there's like a serial killer loose in the place and he kills all of us, you can say, and that's why I don't do those things.
And then that song just chimes up and then says, this is how legends are made.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We're pumped about it, man. It's going to be a good investigation. I think really enjoy it, man.
Yeah, and, I'm looking forward to it.
I guarantee we'll get something. We'll get something.
It'll be fun. So, you guys, it's going to be 9 o'clock Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, Saturday night. That's when we're going to do it. We're going to queue it up. We're going to try to push it, try to get as many people here to watch that way. Cause what he's going to be seeing is we're going to have, we talked about it, two different cameras on this show at two different spots, basically. And we're just going to be sitting back watching this. So we're just going to have a good fucking time. I want to make sure I have enough coffee for this and like, some other good stuff over here because
hey, we're going to be setting up some EM pumps, electromagnetic field EM pumps, because the spirits, they supposedly they pull energy from out of the air or out of the people, or they drain our batteries and that's how they communicate with us. So we're going to be pumping energy all throughout that building with our machines just to try to you know, turning up a notch.
Yeah, dude, I'm totally down. And you said something about the that camera with the stick,
the SLS camera. Yeah. So I got that a while back, and I haven't used it on an investigation yet. So this will be the trial basis for that, and we'll do that on your show too for a little bit. We'll show a little bit of that.
Bro, I'm totally down. I'm really totally friggin' down. Totally down. Yeah. Because I really want to see it. Kayla says possession makes good content. I believe so. I really do. If we see one of y'all get possessed, I can't help you. There's really nothing I can do except for go, get out.
Well, as long as it's not Steve, because that's a big son of a bitch. You know, I'm not going against him. Anybody else, I'll, you know, whatever. But
but you guys, it's going to be Saturday night on this channel. I will a couple hours before, again, I will throw out a schedule. That way, if anybody that has not hit that notification bell, hit the notification bell. That way, when I set it up, you guys get dinged and you guys get it ready, because Saturday night it's happening, Captain.
Hey, why don't you let your viewers decide which room that we do the session in? It can be the suicide bathroom. It can be the morgue. It can be the women's wing, the catwalk. See?
It's going to be
different places.
It's going to be completely, I'm going to say, like, interactive. It's going to be like, where do you want to go? Let's go over here. You know, shoot me a map, I guess, of where you guys are going to be at with all the different rooms. I'll see if I can keep that posted up as well on here. That way the audience can actually say, hey, let's go visit this room or this room. I'll see what I can do for that.
Yeah.
Great for him, bad for me, I think. I'm kind of nervous, but Lee's going to be there, right? From the show.
Lee had something personal come up. He won't be there. But Steve, who's been on your, I wish he could, but
yeah, that was his first one.
Yeah. I don't know if he's, too upset about it. He was getting pretty nervous.
It might just be a cop out, bro.
I hope not. No,
yeah, I hope not either. No. You know what you should probably do is get a hold of him and be like, hey man, listen, we're going to go ahead and reschedule this for the next weekend. Are you down? And he'd be like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
I stubbed my toe.
Yeah. I told him if I found any bad energy, I'd bring it back to him or whatever.
Exactly.
I'm sure he'll love that.
But you guys, it's going to be this Saturday night. In 2 days, we're going to be doing this. So, again, it's going to be It's going to be 9 Central, 10 Eastern. So, you guys, let's get pumped for this. This will be fun. Like I said, 2 different cameras. They're going to be on 2. It's going to be just set up just like this. I'm going to be sitting here, and then the 2 cameras going to be posted up here. So it'll be great. It'll be a very interactive paranormal hunt, I guess you could say. Yeah. That'll be fucking amazing. Yeah. I can't wait.
I can almost guarantee, man, 99% that something will happen. I can almost guarantee it's a very active location.
I want to see a chair just kind of skate across. I'm going to be like, what the hell? No, nope.
Yeah, then you'll just see the camera, both cameras hit the ground and me just hauling ass out of there. Let's stick to the voices where I don't see anybody.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys hit the bell, hit the notification bell. That way when the show goes on or the schedule goes on, you guys get notified. We're there. We'll all be there. We're not opening up that fucking box, big man. No.
Did he want me to?
I don't know what happened to, I don't know what happened to BT. He just disappeared. I don't know what happened. I think I just hit the button and he just disappeared. Poof. Like a fart in the wind. So
that happens to me a lot on your show for some reason. It must be my connection down here or whatever.
Probably. But you guys hit that button. We're going to cut the show and check it out this Saturday again. It's going to be a great show. I'm going to be learning how to do this, you guys. So just bear with us. I haven't seen this happen before. I don't think it's on a podcast, especially like a video podcast. I don't think I've seen it. No. So if it hasn't been done, we're the first.
Yeah.
So yeah. Ooh. So y'all hit the notification bell, get notified. Let's do this. Can Mr. Gorilla himself ask questions?
Yes, of course.
See? Bro. We're going to have a good time with this. It's going to be.
Or if anybody viewing has a question, if you read a comment, man, send them in. Whatever it is, we'll ask.
Send them in. We'll ask it. It doesn't matter. Yeah. One of us will do it. Absolutely. So, you guys, I'm going to find my motivational quote. Hold on a second. I got to bust out the bifocals because I'm getting kind of old. I got it. It's perfect. It is perfect. So, you guys ready? Yesterday's gone and it doesn't matter anymore. It's done. Yesterday is gone and does not matter anymore. Okay. So what happened yesterday? You can't deal with it. You got to work for today. Go for tomorrow now. So that's it. We're done. We're out of here. Have a great evening, ladies and gentlemen. And we will see you special show on Saturday night. Get pumped. And we are out of here. You guys have a great night. Have a great weekend. Hope to see you on Saturday. We really do. I'm going to be there, of course. Y'all be there, or else you're just going to be a little L7, a little square. And that's cool. You guys can stay squares. But we love you. Thank you again for everybody subscribing to the channel. I really appreciate it. I believe we bumped up now. Again, thank you so much. And that is it, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good night. Peace, love, and hair grease. Y'all know the show's over, right? Log out. Go to bed.